The Labor Day weekend is often seen as the kickoff for political campaigns. It's reason that people's minds are getting back to serious matters about now. And the stakes this fall are pretty big. Both houses of Congress are controlled by very narrow majorities, and just about every permutation of control on Capitol Hill seems to be possible. To hear about some of the more interesting races and also what ideas and issues might dominate this season, we've invited two political observers. First, our regular guest, E.J. Dionne, columnist for The Washington Post and senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Welcome once again, E.J.
Thank you.
And Marshall Whitman, senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, actually a former official in the first Bush administration, but now a civilian. Welcome to you.
Great to be here.
First, I'd like to ask both of you, if you had to sum up what you think this political campaign year is all about, what would you say, E.J.?
Well, if you had asked about 2 or 3 weeks ago, it would have been inevitable that it was about economics and the business scandal. But after the last 2 weeks, you'd have to say that foreign policy could play a role. And I don't think it's as clear as it used to be that foreign policy works to the Republican advantage. But I think if you put those two things together, what you end up with is no matter how these races are run, this election will be about George Bush because he'll be judged by the results. And I think turnout will very much depend on whether people who support Bush will be more mobilized than those who are opposed to him. And I think the outcome will depend on how that works.
Marshall Whitman, do you agree that this is irreducibly about George Bush?
Inevitably, it will be. Off-year elections often are. Now, what's significant about this is that many of the contested House races and Senate races are in areas that Bush carried in 2000. So it'll be interesting to see whether the Bush factor kicks in a lot of these closely contested campaigns.
Well, I want to ask you about some of these closely contested campaigns. Given a finite amount of time for people to read political columns and articles, what, say, are 3 or 4 races that each of you is particularly interested in and thinks is likely to be very interesting? EJ, your picks.
I think Minnesota is going to be fascinating because you have a strongly liberal Democrat, Paul Wellstone, who never expected to be elected in the first place, said he'd abide by a 2-term limit and decided to run again anyway. And what's interesting about him is he has chosen, unlike many other candidates, to put an enormous percentage of his money into a field operation, old-fashioned mobilization campaign. He's running against a moderate Republican called Norm Coleman. I think that raises ultimately about Paul Wellstone.
So
I think
Minnesota Senate.
Yeah, Minnesota one. Senate. Arkansas Senate is also fascinating. I think that's a critical race. I think the Democrats have to win that to solidify their control. Attorney General Mark Pryor against Senator Tim Hutchinson. Arkansas strayed from the Democratic camp when Clinton left the White House. Pryor is running ahead. I think that's essential for them. And the other one that I think will tell a lot about the very thing Marshall spoke about is the South Dakota race for the Senate also. Senator Tim Johnson against Representative John Thune. Johnson, the Democrat, Thune, the Republican. That is a state that voted overwhelmingly for George Bush. Tom Daschle, the Senate Democratic leader, is the other senator. It's a kind of preliminary fight between George Bush and Tom Daschle, and I think it'll be very interesting.
Marshall Whitman, 3 races that you think are especially telling.
Texas is the most fascinating. It's the president's backyard. And there you have an African-American former mayor of Dallas, Ron Kirk, running against John Cornyn, who was handpicked by the president's right-hand man, Karl Rove.
This is to see who will succeed
Phil Graham. And this is Lyndon Baines Johnson's old seat. And it hasn't been held by a Democrat since LBJ. And the Democratic Party in Texas was thought to be long dead. And Ron Kirk is running a brilliant race. He's tied with Cornyn in a state that's overwhelmingly and increasingly Republican. This could mean a Democratic resurgence. The other big race I'm looking at is New Jersey. There is a state that Gore carried heavily in 2000. However, Bob Torricelli, the incumbent, has severe ethical problems.
He is a Senate Democrat.
Right. And the Republican Forrester, who is thought to be given no chance whatsoever, is coming on strong. The other state I'm looking at is Missouri. And there you have Jean Carnahan, who succeeded her late husband, who died in the middle of the last campaign, running against an attractive former member of the House, Republican Jim Talent. That'll be a very close race. It's also important to watch because Missouri will undoubtedly be a swing state in 2004.
Does either of you think it's even remotely possible that 2002 could be a mid-year election like 1994, some huge dominant trend? That year, of course, Republicans won absolutely everything in sight. Possible or not?
I don't think so, for this reason. I don't see an engaged and mobilized base of either party at this point. As a matter of fact, I think the electorate is rather disengaged from this election. I wouldn't be surprised it's a very low turnout election. It's interesting, the electorate is increasingly angry about the corporate corruption. They're anxious about the economy and national security, but it's not clear at this point that they're heavily politicized, favoring one party over the other.
EJ, you agree with that?
I think the answer to that question partly depends on what people's October 401ks look like. And I think that one of the reasons the economic issue went off the screen a little bit was not only Iraq, but some kind of stabilization in the stock market, so it looked as of last week anyway. And I think that there is a possibility to have a little bit of a nudge in an economic direction, which would help the Democrats. It's hard to see a wave the size of 1994.
Well, thanks to both of you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and Marshall Whitman of the Hudson Institute.